This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today, we speak to our correspondent at Kolha Campus, 106 FM, in Tel Aviv, in Israel.
My name is Meira Asher, and I joined the radio station Kolha Campus 106 FM. I think it was towards the summer, spring 2014, with the Radio Art 106 FM.
I was basically looking for a station to host a radio art show. I was very keen to introduce the whole concept of radio art to this country.
Because basically it doesn't exist.
Now we have a lot of sound art, yes, avant-garde, etc. But radio art was not there. Nobody really knew what it was.
So I was looking and I ended up with Kolha Campus because Kolha Campus happens to be the most open-minded station in the country.
Kolha Campus is part of the College for a Communication Studies in a place called Rishon LeZion, which is a suburb of Tel Aviv.
They run a station, but the station is extremely busy. There's a lot of professional broadcasters working with the students, apart, together. It's a good station. It's extremely up-to-date, comparing it to other stations. It's also a part of the Israeli National Broadcast Services.
So it's kind of a campus station also, as the name says.
Yes, it is.
But it's part of some kind of official broadcast structure?
It's kind of in the gray zone, because the openness of the station towards any style, a very broad range of music and ideas and collaborations. I learned that they also collaborate with the different broadcasters in Europe, and is exceptional here. There's not much of it. So yeah, they are being, they got a license to broadcast, to air to the frequency here from the National Broadcast Services. It's a sort of a kind of an official procedure you have to go through.
There are more stations like that, but they are only on the internet. Something which for me was not enough, because I wanted very much to introduce whatever I put on the program to random listeners. Once you are online only, then you know that your crowd is already, the convinced crowd. I am producing all the shows at home in my studio, and I'm sending them off to the station. And so far, I haven't been there. So I have a sort of a plan to maybe go there and broadcast from the station maybe once every 3 months, do something live with the different colleagues. But so far, I didn't do it. Because you see, I'm not really a part of the station. I'm a sort of an outsider who just consists. I am the radio art part of the station. That's it.
Before I ended up with Kolha Campus, I actually had an agreement with 88 FM, which is very much a part of the National Broadcast Services, but they put the program off on the second broadcast. It was during the assault on Gaza. The recent assault on Gaza, I was broadcasting a program about the occupation of Jaffa, which also went on Radia, and they simply didn't broadcast it. And the excuse was that they can't air sounds of sirens during a war. So
the original plan was that the 88 broadcast the first time, and then Kolha Campus does the rebroadcast. But then we ended up just working with Kolha Campus because they really accept anything I bring in. which is a sort of a miracle in this place, I have to say. Yeah.
What is your underlying urge to make radio?
I really believe in radio. I think it's a very pure form of communication. I've been also dealing a lot with video before I came into the radio zone, and I kind of abandoned it with a little bit of tiredness. At some point I just didn't want to deal with the visual world anymore, and I kind of fell in love with a radiophonic medium, enticing people into the listening experience. I think it's extremely powerful, coming from music and sound art. I think this is something that we are losing over time. Hence, the same reason why I'm a little bit engaged now with the sonic meditations of Paulino Oliveros is I'm trying to bring people towards a kind of reopening their ears towards the listening experience in a deeper sense. And I think radio has a very powerful part in this experience. And also the randomality, which I mentioned before, is that you drive in your car, you open the radio, and then bang, you know, you get something out of the blue, which can change your life. Or you can transmit on a pirate radio, or you can transmit so much information and discussion and vital experiences that I don't see where else it exists, you know. I also don't like the internet so much, because again it involves the visual aspect. I think we have to close our eyes in general. I think our eyes had enough. We need to start working with the ears, and that's actually the maybe the main reason why I'm engaging with it.
The radio show we featured today is an oral condensation of an all-day event organized by the movement Women Wage Peace.
The movement is a very large one. It started, I think, a couple of years ago. Yeah, they've been there 2 years. And it's a Palestinian Jewish movement of women that are trying to fight for a peace agreement. They want to bring all the parliament members from both sides to sign an agreement. That's the basic goal. And they're following the model of the Liberian women that did a great job back then when the Liberian conflict ended. They really went to parliament and closed the doors with their bodies and forced the parliament members there to sit down to the table and negotiate and reach something.
Back then, when I recorded the show, there was a huge event which was called a March of Hope. The March of Hope was different several marches that they made all over the country, where women marched from the north, from the very north, the border, the northern border of Israel, down to Jerusalem, to the house of the prime minister. And the March of Hope was actually, the intention there was to bring out a voice of the common intention for the huge desire for the end of the conflict, the end of the occupation. So that part, that day that I was a part of, was a day we all traveled from here. I am located in the Western Galilee, We all went on buses, both Arab and Hebrew women, and we drove down to Qasr al-Yahud, which is some spot on the Jordan River where people come to baptize themselves. And this is a place which is completely occupied by the Israeli military. It's beyond the Green Line. Several good buses of Palestinian women arrived from Palestinian cities and villages. We all got together. It was very, very moving, and had a sort of a gathering, rally, music, meeting. And then from that point, we all went up to Jerusalem and gathered by the prime minister's house. So what I was trying to do there is actually bring out the atmosphere, which was so... there was something in the air which was very powerful. That sound of women that are really 50-50, the Hebrew and Arabic languages all intermingling. There was a lot of love and little pockets of women sitting together. There was something very powerful there. And then a little bit from the gathering in the Jerusalem, which was a little bit more official. So there I was talking to people, recording children, and kind of trying to get the more personal aspect of people on the whole event. It's not poking the very local elements, but it has this international flavor that could appeal to anybody that experiencing the desire for peace anywhere in the world. Yeah.
And now, radio show number 607. Women Wage Peace, March of Hope 2016 by Meira Asher for Kola Campus 106 FM.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
בוקר טוב. אוקיי, אני נמצאת בעצרת של נשים עושות שלום בשטח C.
Yeah. In Liberia cannot happen here because we haven't really felt it. And then in the West Bank, the women were saying, we've done a lot for peace and we need to do a lot more, you know, to bring our sisters from the other side together. So at that time, the idea was that one group was saying we need peace, another group was saying, yes, peace is needed, but we really don't see it as anything in our future now. Fast forward, I'm here 8 years at the invitation, not of the Palestinian women, but of the Israeli women that now believe that it's time for them to step into this space. How could I not come? Because this is hope. This is not just hope for Israel, this is hope for Palestine, and this is hope for the world. That there's no conflict that is so intractable that cannot find an end. And I think people have been asking me, do you think they will succeed? I said they've already succeeded in that they're forcing a conversation about peace in Israel when the rhetoric is we cannot find partners for peace. They're forcing a conversation about partnership for peace when the women are coming from the other side and saying we are partners with the Israeli women for peace. And I'm just here on a journey of accompaniment. My message to the political leadership on both sides is that militarism have taken these two countries nowhere in the last 50 years. It's time to stop the violence. It's time to go back to the table. It's time to negotiate an agreement that will benefit both sides, not an agreement that outweighs the values of the other side, an agreement that both sides will look at, their children will look at and say, this is something that will sustain the future of both countries. I think the first step is what is happening now, when there is a citizen movement that has started, and a citizen movement that will demand that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things happen. My place is not to tell them what to do. My place is to tell them, thank you just for starting on this side of the line when the pressure has always come from that other side. This is hope. For me, this is hope. So this is the first step, a citizen movement that is demanding a negotiated agreement that benefits both sides. This is hope.
اليوم يومكم اهلا وسهلا جنين احلى بلد في الدنيا جنين اهلا وسهلا خليل طول كريم وقلبيليا شفا عمر فستودا تحيا فستودا دير يسيف اهلا وسهلا اهلا وسهلا
war today, but I believe that our gathering will make militarism an impossibility. And I do believe today, as we stand in this place that honors respect, equality, and justice, this space that everyone can come not needing a pass, this space that everyone can come and become equal, this space that represents hope and life for both Israeli and Palestinian people. I believe that the word from the women to the rest of the world is that we may not end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but what we're doing in this space today is telling the rest of the world that we're making it impossible for militarism to continue in this region. Palestinian women, we're saying to the rest of the world that we're making it impossible for anyone to take our young children and send them to war to kill each other.
I know that solution is much more simple, because this wish to live in peace is integrated. It's not something that we think, it's something that we are, it's something that we have. we're born with it. Every baby is born, knows how to be in peace with the everything and everybody around. And we were taught, we, human race, was taught from a very young age that here it's not a playground, it's a battleground. But this we're born into a playground and we're being taught it's a battleground. And you can see every little thing. It can be a baby, it can be a kitten, it can be a little dog, it can be a kid of a goat. We are all born into a playground, but the humans have taught that it's a battleground. So all we have to do is to unlearn the battleground and return to the playground. That's all. We have to work about education. That's all. That's the only thing. And I was just telling somebody in the bus that when we will put our effort in education, in all, in the Israeli society, in the Palestinian society, the amount of money that it will cost us for this education, that oneness is better than separation, it will cost us less than one fighter plane. Less than one fighter plane.
Come on! أنا هون عشان بدي أدعم كل خطوة بالطريق للسلام. بدي أدعم النساء اليهوديات بإنهن يوصلوا للموقف اللي بيقول أنا مسؤولة عن استمرار الوضع، لأني بقبل أبعت ابني وأبعت بنتي كمان مرة على الجيش، كمان مرة على حرب، وكمان مرة أصدق لما بيكذبوا علي إنه الفلسطينية بدهنش سلام. أنا بدي أدعم كل امرأة يهودية بتوصل لهي القناعة وبتروح على بيتها بتقول أنا شفت اليوم إنه كمان الفلسطينيين مثلي بدهن سلام، بس إحنا المحتلين إحنا المسؤولين بالأول نطلع من أراضي فلسطين 67 ونوافق إنه يكون هناك دولة، ما يكونش مستوطنات يروحوا كلهن لهون ونقعد ونحل كل باقي المشاكل، كان مشكلة اللاجئين، تعويضات، الأراضي، الحدود، المطارات، الميناء، التعاون كلياته. أنا بدي أدعم النساء اليهوديات إن يوصلوا لهيك. I am ليلى نجار عموري from شفاعمر. It's a city, a Palestinian city in Israel. We are neighbors to Haifa, to Nazareth, to Akko.
I am Clemens Aboud from Shfamer. We came here today because we want peace. Stop it. We don't have children. We don't give birth for our children to die. We don't want our children to die. We want our children to get married. We want to see their children. And we, like, nobody get anything from this. Nobody. Just war, killing here, killing there. My child is very, very a pressure for me, and the Jewish child is dear for his mom too. The same thing, we are moms, and mom feel the same. Children are children, no matter Jewish, Palestinian, Arabic, Druze, Muslim. It's no matter what, it's a human being. A human being shouldn't be killed all the time for nothing. Believe me, it's for nothing. Stop it. That's it. That's what we want. That's it. We can't live in poor, anything. If we don't have work or any clothes to wear, just stop the war. That's all we need. That's it.
مساء الخير، مساء الورد. Peace be upon you. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Wow. It was a big day. It is a big day, and it's going to be even bigger tomorrow because the real work starts tomorrow. I stand here as the proud Palestinian Regional Director of the Alliance for Middle East Peace, a network of more than 96 organizations with thousands working tirelessly to build trust, bring hope, and eventually secure justice, peace, and dignity to all.
קוראים לי גיא, ואני באתי לפה בגלל שאני רוצה שיהיה שלום בישראל.
I stand here with one of these organizations that took trust building work to the next level. Women Wage Peace. Women Wage Peace, massive inclusive political activism will shift the dynamics of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, I promise.
נשים עושות שלום זו תנועה שהיא תנועה פוליטית שמדברת על זה שאנחנו חייבות להבהיר למנהיגים שלנו שאין מצב יותר ששוכחים את זה שאפשר לדבר. מחפשים בכל הכוח ומתחילים לחשוב על הסכם. אנחנו נורא 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 טובים בחשיבה על איך לעשות את המלחמה הבאה יותר משוכללת, איך לפתח נשקים שיגנו עלינו יותר טוב, אבל אנחנו לא משקיעים כמעט כלום בלחשוב איך אנחנו מוצאים את הפרטנרים שלנו ואנחנו מתחילים לדבר. וכמו שיש קבינט של ביטחון, אין שום סיבה בעולם שלא יהיה קבינט של שלום. להתחיל לחשוב בצורה יצירתית גם בכיוון הזה.
I stand here with Women Wage Peace to say with a strong united voice of women in this region, enough is enough. Enough to war, blood and humiliation. Enough to discrimination and dismissal of the other. Enough injustice and cruelty, enough to fear, hatred, and walls. I stand here as a free woman, speaking to free women all over the world. Today is our day. It's time for peace, justice, and equality. It's time for security for all. It's time for mutual recognition of our rights to live as free people in the Holy Land. It's time for our hope to bring us together to build a future safe enough, just enough, and peaceful enough to make the next generation of Palestinians and Israelis reach their utmost potential as free human beings.
אנחנו אימהות שיולדות, ואף אחת מאיתנו לא רוצה, לא תרצה שהבן שלה ילך להילחם. זה לא התקווה שלנו כשאנחנו יולדות את הילדים. ואנחנו צריכים למצוא את המשותף בינינו ולהתחיל לעשות להפעיל את הלחץ הזה, להוציא את כל עם ישראל להשפיע על המנהיגות שלנו. אנחנו לא אומרות איך, אנחנו יודעות שזה מסובך ליצור, לשבת ולדבר הסכם. הסכם עושים עם אויב, לא עם מישהו שקל לעבוד איתו. אבל אם נפעיל לחץ, אם נהיה המונות והמונים, ונפעיל לחץ על המנהיגות שלנו, לא תהיה להם ברירה. הם יבינו שבשביל להיבחר הם צריכים להקשיב.
I am here also to tell you, yes, you have a partner. And this morning, you saw that. So enough with that myth. You have a partner.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
I asked everybody to speak English, and the Arab women that I met and interviewed were happy to speak English. It's obvious that when you communicate internationally, you prefer the listener to understand what they're listening to. I do very much value the music of a language, but at the same time, that border between understanding and not understanding, when you are dealing with a topic like that, I think it's nice to understand what people are saying, specifically if it's not this kind of a official blurb about something, because I think I tried very much to keep out the official blurb and stick to the more personal personal talk. Even the most of the Arab women that I met there are in fact women that I know from the neighborhood that I met over there, because I am located in the Galilee. The Galilee is an Arab zone. I am in the place where I live, fully surrounded by many, many Arab villages. And some of these women I know as friends, as colleagues, as women who I meet in different events, whether it's art or social. So I met them there, and then they said, yeah, please, let us, you know. It was very organic, the whole day there.
At the end, there was a bit where there was a kind of official speech, well, not official, but a speech from a stage that you could hear. And then there was a child. And to me, it sounded like the child is translating what's being said on the stage. And I had this idea of a little girl translating.
Yeah, because the speech was in English.
The speech was in English.
And then this little child is going, yeah.
There was a bunch of children and they were very keen to talk. This bunch of girls were very, very young. So I was trying to ask them why they are there. And they were answering why they are there. Some of it was making sense and some of it was more like, yeah, I followed me mom. My mom told me that I should be here because we all want peace. Stuff like that. But no, they were talking about the subject. No child there was just saying something which is not related to the purpose of this rally.
Is there a favorite time that you think that's perfect for the radio? A time of the day?
No. Anytime.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.